Galnet News, 15th of September, 3302. We read the news so you don't have to. In this week's news, more scary skirmishes between Empire and Federation. Imperial interdictor to guard crashed alien ship. Connecting Colonia. Powerplay exclusion zone starts today. More scary skirmishes between Empire and Federation. Following conclusion of skirmishes in the Mu Koji system, the warring tribes of Federation and Empire have this week found a new battleground in the Obotrima system. The Federation claims to have uncovered an Imperial plot to disrupt skimmer production at Thoro Orbital and is mounting an operation to disrupt the Empire's attempt to disrupt the skimmers. This appears to be another notching up in the Cold War of tension between Empire and Federation. Who or what is behind the seemingly unstoppable series of events that may well lead to war? Imperial interdictor to guard crashed alien ship. A Majestic-class interdictor battleship has taken up station above the recently discovered crashed alien spacecraft in the Pleiades sector, ABW-B2-4, following the dispatch of an Imperial deputation to the system on the 8th of September. President Hudson has warned that the Federation will not allow the Empire to control access to the wreck. He implied that he viewed the deployment of the interdictor as an act of hostility. The Imperial deployment comes only a day after Commander Cosby 714 reported from the site that he expected one or other of the major powers to lay claim to the wreck. He also expressed an opinion that the wreck appeared to be many decades old. In a related development, smuggler Otto Granger, who attempted to make significant financial gain by demanding goods in exchange for information about the whereabouts of the wreck, has attempted to claim credit for the discovery. In fact, the ship was discovered by Commander Noctrach using partial location information that Granger had let slip during his exercise in extortion. Connecting Colonia. An ambitious scheme has been announced to build a string of outposts connecting the community of the Colonia Nebula to the inhabited bubble. These celestial truck stops will allow greatly increased traffic in both directions, giving weary truckers somewhere safe to bed down for the night. The organisation behind the plan, Latugara PLC, has asked for assistance in gathering materials for the new stations. The establishment of this interstellar superhighway must make many independent pilots wonder, is it now time to emigrate to Colonia, where the night sky really is full of stars, and the squabbling of Federation and Empire is a distant nightmare? Powerplay Exclusion Zone starts today. Following an abortive attempt 2 weeks ago, the United Research Council has announced that it is banning Powerplay in a volume of space amounting to more than 500,000 cubic light years, centered around the Clea Karma, Nauo, Gildikala, Boga, and Capania systems. The ban starts on the 15th of September and will run for an indeterminate period. The Council claims that the ban is to allow it to take sensitive measurements, such as recording the position of celestial bodies. This seems an unlikely explanation, as advanced discovery scanners can identify the exact locations of an entire system of celestial bodies in around 5 seconds, and are not subject to interference. The true motivations for the URC are not known, but there are rumours that it may be acting under the influence of an aspiring new power. And that's this week's Galnet News. We read the news so you don't have to.